I was born in Crowley, Louisiana. I had a first cousin named L.C. Friend who was in World War II, and he came back from there. And I was about 6 years old, but I remember seeing a picture of him in black and white, glossy, in a uniform. And I believe that's when I got the feeling that I wanted to be in a uniform.
Mm-hmm.
I joined the Boy Scouts when I was about 9 or 10 years old. I went to Booker T. Washington School. We were segregated then.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go on, sometime we'd go on a weekend camp, and we were with the other Boy Scouts. Then when they integrated the schools, I still wanted to be a Boy Scout, so I asked the white guys where they met, and I joined with them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but before I left the Booker T. Washington, we went to climb the A Mountain here. I'm about 9 or 10 years old, and I didn't really have a knapsack. My mother had a purse. She had one of those cloth purses, and she made me about 2 bologna and cheese sandwiches, had an apple and an orange, and a mason jar of water, and that's what I carried. And my mother told me that I have sickle cell trait in my family. And I remember when I was climbing the mountain, we got about 3/4 of the way, and I kind of got winded. The other boys, they didn't really tease me, but they kind of looked at me with worry. And I wasn't thinking about the sickle cell business. I just wanted to show them that I could keep up. So I did make it to the top of the mountain.
That's great. So how old were you when you joined the military?
I was 17 years old, and I wanted to be with my friends. So we joined the Army Reserves.
And you stayed connected with those friends?
Most of them are gone now.
Mm-hmm. And you were there 5 years initially in the Reserves?
Yes. When I signed the contract, it was an 8-year commitment. So I finished high school, and I came to college here for a year and a half. And my mother was married to a service member at the time, and they were at Fort Hood, Texas. My mother invited me to come live with them. So I joined the regular Army. So I went from Camp Chaffee, Arkansas, and I was then sent to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, because my highest score was administrative, and I learned how to type there, and I became a clerk. And really, that helped me later on when I went to Vietnam. Otherwise, I would have been in the front lines.
How long were you there in Vietnam?
Well, let me put in this part.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was out on the what's called McGregor Range outside of Fort Bliss. I was a clerk working with a missile unit, but these guys, they were not needed in Vietnam at that time. So I was out of 80 guys, I was the only one who got orders to go to Vietnam. And I took it in stride. In fact, we had a two-week simulated training at the main base of Fort Bliss. It was jungle training. In hindsight, you don't have jungle training on the desert.
No.
So that's my first punchline there. But I was sent to Vietnam, and halfway through my tour, my brother was killed in a motorcycle accident. He just turned 21, and I came back from Vietnam just for the funeral, and I got married to my wife, and I went back. I could have gotten out of going back on the sole survivorship, but I didn't know much about that, and I've always been a team player, so I probably would have gone back anyway. And I've lost both of my sons.
You've suffered a lot of loss in your life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So now that you're out of the military, what do you feel is something you've learned from being in the military, something that...
I learned about myself that I had learned how to persevere. Well, I experienced discrimination. I witnessed a race riot in Germany, or in France, rather. There had been a cross-burning in Germany in the 60s. I hadn't intended to make a career of the military, but I did. I put in 32 years.
Wow.
I don't regret any of it. I joined as a youngster, and I got out as an oldster.
So, Harold, do you remember when we first met?
We met in the post office.
Mm-hmm. And I think every now and then we just kept running into each other, and it was always such a pleasure to have those moments. And you just sparked some great energy and some great conversation, and I always remember that. I just want to thank you, Harold, for taking the time to come here and share your stories with me, and I just want to thank you for bringing such light into people's lives with your stories.
Il pas de quoi, no hay de qué, and you're welcome.